Hi, I'm Danny Elfman.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Debbie Harry.
This is Chris Steyer Blondie.
This is Ronan Dorzabal from Tears for Fears.
This is Billy Idol.
This is Alex Ebert, a.k.a. Edward Sharp, giving the story behind the song.
Hi, this is Peter Chotti, host of The Story Behind the Song. Each month I speak to some of music's biggest artists to get the inside stories behind their most lasting and iconic songs. Join me for new episodes on the third Monday of every month on The Story Behind the Song from the Consequence Podcast Network, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sal at Premier Radio, what would you like fans to take away from your new EP?
Joy and the expression, change the world. You know, we're changing it for the kids. It doesn't seem like, though there's all those people meeting in New York right now. You know, half the world's on fire, half of it's underwater, and they're still wondering, well, we can't do that, you know. And I think we have to do a lot. So I'd like to change the world for the kids. I do wonder that politicians, do they have kids? Do their kids have kids? You know, isn't that reason enough to let us breathe and let us find water? Anyway, apart from that, I've got a CD out.
From Daniel Siwala, you cooperated with many musicians during your career. But what qualities and inputs do you appreciate most from Steve Lukather?
Well, his guitar playing, of course. And I like the way he cries, at the sessions. That's very nice. he's a good friend, and we have fun. And, of course, he's an incredible player, you know. And that's what I love about having him on the session. And he's very fast. There's no sort of torture going on. We get on with it. So that's why I love Steve Lukather.
From Carlos Vasquez at EFE, tell me about rock around the clock. How much has rock evolved from the 50s to now? And do you think the Beatles changed rock history?
I wouldn't say rock history. I think they changed music history. I mean, one of the biggest things the Beatles did was write them and we'd all record them. Because in those days, you had the writer was like a separate gig, and then the band recorded it. And we had a moment with George Martin where he would bring great songs, and we all said, no, no. Well, I said, and George said, we want to do theirs, and they said, we want to do ours. And that's how it happened. And you know what I love to this day? I mean, the Beatles are still out there, and the music still holds up. And we worked real hard. And of course, we had some great songs. So does that answer the question? And anyway, I said, well, I'm going to do Rock Around the Clock. And, you know, because it's my EP, I can do whatever I like. So I thought Rock Around the Clock is going to be great. And I did a sort of a brushes version of it, you know, like old school. And then I thought, no, put the sticks on. And then I rocked. And then I called Joe Walsh and he rocked. And it's a separate solo. Because you listen to the covers of Rock Around the Clock, everybody plays that same solo. Yeah. But so it just was one of those moments that I was sitting around and I thought, hey, I'm going to do Rock Around the Clock for all these good reasons.
That's wonderful. Katie from Music Existence. She asks, Trombone Shorty is changing the way young people engage with instrumental music. Why was it important for you to have him on Coming Undone?
Well, you know, what I love is the surprises I get when I'm making a record. And, you know, people we ask, I mean, the idea I have is to have other people write songs, Change the World had, you know, synthesizers and bass and guitar from Lukather, of course. So it had a lot of meat, and that was great for me to play drums too and sing the song. And Linda Perry wrote this song for me, Coming Undone, a song I love. And she put everything on. And in the middle, she sort of did a throat trombone solo. And I thought, man, trombone would be great on this track. And so we thought of Trombone Shorty. I mean, he can't be bad. He's got trombone in his name. And we got in touch with him and we said, you know, I've got this song. I'd just be an honor if you could play for me. You know, we found him in New Orleans. And so what's great now? You send the files. You know, I'm on like 10 other records. Because they send the files and I just play drums and send the files back. And I always say, use me or lose me, because it may not be what they want. And not many have lost me. But anyway, and then he put on this whole brass section, never mind just the trombone. I said, wow, I mean, it turned into that because of him. I wasn't there saying, oh yes, and do the trumpet and do this. He had this idea and it worked. I mean, it could have come back and we didn't like it. We could have just wiped it off, but it worked so well. And it gave that track such a different feel of where we were going. I mean, because it's a very sad song in its way, I'm Coming Undone. But that section just lifts it for me. So it happens just because we thought, hey, Trombone Shorty. And sent the files to New Orleans, and he sent that back, and we thought, we love that. And that's what we kept.
Thank you. Andrew Christie asks, Just the Way is set to feature reggae vibes similar to Zoom In. Who are some of your reggae influences, and is that a genre you'd like to work more in?
Well, I like reggae. I mean, I've always liked reggae, you know, since it moved from Calypso. You know, it was Yellow Bird, and now it's a lot of other things. And, you know, I've had some good times in Jamaica. And, you know, it's like we don't sit pondering, oh, we've got to do a reggae track. It just sort of happens, really. And, you know, but it gives me the chance to have Tony Chen and Fully, who played with Bob Marley, get real bass player and guitar from Jamaica playing on it, you know, which gives it more force. And for me, it's so great because I get to play with those guys. So, you know, though I'm making the EP for me, I get to play with all these different people and have a lot of fun. And so they came over, you know, Tony came over for the last CD. And played, and then he brought Fully with him, who was like the master reggae bass player. And it was so great playing with those guys. So, you know, we're here, you know, I'm not here to be tortured, I'm here to have fun and play with good musicians and hang. So that's what it is. So I do like reggae, and my son just did an album with Toots, who's dead now, God rest his soul, but they got a Grammy. And he was doing this reggae record, and he did some of it in this studio and made me play tambourine on the track. So, you know, if you're there and you've got it, play it. That's how it is.
This question is about touring from Jane Stevenson, a Toronto Sun. You're originally going to launch your latest all-star tour in Canada 2 years ago, Casinorama. Do you think you'll make it back up here? And what are the tour plans as they stand now?
I love Casinorama. I love that big waterfall you've got outside the window. well, you know, they've sent me, you know, we didn't know what it was going to be like. In February, everybody was cool. In March, it was getting a bit rough and it was becoming knowledgeable. We all knew about it. And we had to stop the first tour, the May, June tour. And I, in my naivety, I'm on the internet saying, well, I'm sorry, you know, I know you're all ready for me to come to these gigs. And but don't worry, hold on to the tickets, because I'm going to do the exact same tour next year. And of course we didn't. And the September, October tour last year, nothing. This year, I'm not going out this year. But I've got the tour lined up for next year. They've sent me the itinerary already for next year. But, you know, it's impossible to say now if it's on. I'm saying in my heart it's on, but let's see where we are. But getting through the pandemic, you know, has not been easy. But what makes it easier for me is that I get a chance to make music here, or, you know, send the files and hang out with other musicians. Like last year, though, we'd all be tested before we joined up together. And this year we've all had our jabs, so we sort of hang out, not for a long time, like Nathan East comes over. And so, you know, it's been a very strange year, but when the tour dates come up, you know, I feel myself, oh God, I wanna be on tour, you know, and it's not gonna happen, you know. That's just the truth of the whole deal. It's still dodgy. I mean, Bob and I were just over in England. We went over there to see our kids and the grandkids and everybody, and we had a couple of weeks there, which was great. But you know, you're still a bit like, whoa, you know, walking up King's Road, we're the only ones with masks on. But that's how it is. I mean, this year I feel because of the vaccination, we can actually move a little more than we did last year. So yeah, this pandemic, it's not like we can go anywhere. You know, I keep thinking, I'll just get a plane and go. Where? It's everywhere. That's what it is. You know, so I'm here now talking to you guys.
Another question about All-Stars from Goldmine. John Borick asks, how do you choose the players for your All-Star band?
Well, first of all, you know, I used to change the whole band. I mean, the first band, of course, I just opened my phone book. I'd never done it before in 89. Oh, Joe Walsh, he'll be great. Oh, Levon Helm, he'll be great. Dr. John, okay, give him a call. So I had all these numbers in my book. And in those days, for you youngsters, we used to have to keep them in a book. And it went really well. So I decided to do it again with another band. And the reasons I picked those players are, you have to have hits. If you want to be in the All-Stars, you have to have hits, because we're a hit band. And you've got to play an instrument. So, you know, you're listening, you get offer of three bass players, and you say, oh, yeah, that he's got that great song, he'll be great, or the piano player. So if you've got hits, you know, I usually have like 12, 14 to choose from and get it down to 8. And that's how we do it. I mean, we ask people to, would they like to be in the All-Stars? People now, it's been going on for over 30 years, are calling us. They'd like their artists to be part of it. But yeah, I have to know you can play, because musicians, you know, I want good players. So if you've got a song and you're a good player, that's a big chance you'll get into the All-Stars.
Thank you.
That's how it
is. From Ken Michaels, I'm always intrigued with the newer people you've been working with of late. How did Linda Perry get to be on the new EP, and Sam Hollander on Teach Me to Tango, and Better Days on your recent releases? They're dynamite tracks.
Yeah, well, as I said, I wanted to spread the load. And I'd worked with Sam on the CD I had before that, and he was great. And he was isolating in New York. And so he put all the track on, and then I played drums and sang the song. But, you know, he's a really nice guy, and he's a great writer for me. And so that's how we got him. And then we were sitting around, and, you know, on the last one, I had Diane Warren. Never done one of her songs, so we just called her and said, have you got a song? And she sent three, and we picked the one we did, Here's to the Night. And on this one, I thought, well, we need someone else. And I don't know, in some conversation, Linda Perry came up, I mean, mainly with her work with Pink, though she's worked with a lot of people. And we called, "Hello, Linda, have you got a song?" And she said, "No." But as she was leaving her studio, this is her story, as she was closing the door, a song came to her. She went in the studio, and you know, it's like everything I'm saying, I'm repeating myself now. She's playing tambourine. No, she's not, I'm playing tambourine. She's playing tapping the guitar. She's playing bass. She's playing rhythm. And she's singing along with me. I mean, she's part of it. And you know, it's so great for me to have that support. So I got to know someone else in the business who's beautiful, and Linda Perry is. So it's like using people that I had never worked with before and asking them for a song and what they could put on it for me and do it. So, you know, it's sort of a new way for me. I mean, I'm always co-writing on the reggae songs. It just seems to be on the last two EPs. That's what I do. And, you know, yeah, Sam was a great find out of the blue. And, you know, Linda's great. You know, so I have a lot of fun making them. And because it's an EP, it doesn't seem like it's a long time we'll be doing this. It's four tracks, and so we get it done in the tracks, we get done really fast, and then we put it together. So that's the whole thing about what I do. You know, I'm just asking people I've never worked with before and people I have worked with before. It's you know, Nathan's got his upright bass out for Rock Around the Clock, talking about Rock Around the Clock. You know, we're trying to get some sort of that sound, boom, doom, 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 Bill Haley. And then we do it in our own way. I always felt it was like at the hop song, you know, it's very American. I don't really know it, but it means at the dance, you know, it's like teenagers at the dance. And we had a lot of fun doing it, you know. That's the main deal also, if you're working, I want to have fun. As I keep saying, I'm not here to be tortured. I tell you that to the band, the All Stars, when we have that talk at the beginning. I'm not here to be tortured. Let's have some fun.
Speaking of the recording process, Billy Amendola asks, could you explain your drum recording process for the new EP? Do you record the drum tracks first? Do you record with anyone? Do you use your V drums or acoustic kit or both?
Yeah.
And peace and love.
Yeah. Yes. Next. Well, you know, we do it all in the, I don't know if you can see, just in that room there. It was a bedroom. Now it's the drum room with two kits, a regular kit and an electronic kit. But it's so weird. I mean, I play my kit and then I get on the electric kit on the Roland, and it's like another guy gets up, you know? It's like two personalities because of what I get from the electrics that I don't get from mine. You know, I can hit the cymbal on the electric and it's an orchestra. You know what I mean? Dun, 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 dun. It's like far out what you can do and have fun with. But, you know, I am a drummer on the organic kit. That's my favorite thing to do in life. And we put the drums down sometimes just with the piano, sometimes just with the guitar. And, but for me, I like to know the song, what I'm playing to, because I feel the emotion of the song and I play to that. So usually we've got some stuff down and then I play the drums. And of course, last of all, I do the vocals. So it depends on the track, you know. People like, you know, Sheila E. did Come Together, and I said, I'm not doing that, Phil. Don't, 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 you know. And she said, yeah, okay. So it's like, bum, bum, don't, 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 don't. And she got on her congas and I, don't, 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 diddly, 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 do. So she did it herself, which was so cool. Anyway, we love Sheila, and you know, so it's just I'm hanging out, doing stuff, having fun, you know, being real when we play, And just next door, you can't see, there's a gym. I work out nearly every other day, and there's another room past that where I get my paints out and do that Star's Mine, one of my paintings. And on top, you might see the record that you're going to buy. We're promoting, Matt. Got it?
There's a question about let's change the world. What is your vision for changing the world? And Sal at Premier says, what would you like your fans to take away from this new EP?
Well, I'd like them to be kind, considerate, understanding, loving, and in peace. I mean, you know, that's what I'd love. And, you know, we live in America, and half of the world is starving, half of the world doesn't have water. I mean, everybody knows I support Water Aid, because I believe if you don't have anything, you should have water if you're on this planet. And because, you know, it's necessary. And I just be kind to your neighbor, to your friends, to the person next door. You know, it's just, let's try and understand what they're going through, not only us. I mean, I'm not political, but.
Alex at Press Association wanted to know any special remembrances you have about Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie was a great guy, a lot of fun, and he had a harder band than I did to keep together. I mean, I always like to, you know, I'd meet Charlie, we hang out, he's been up here, it's not like we lived together. We lived close in London. We'd bump into each other on King's Road or whatever. Or we'd find ourselves at a dinner or a gig. But I had a party in the 70s, and I had a drum kit up in the attic. It was like a cinema attic, music, whatever you want to do up there. And Charlie came, and so did John Bonham. And so we've got three drummers just hanging out, and Bonham got on the kit, but because it was just like, you know, it's not like on stage, you nail them down so they're steady. It was just like there. So as he was playing, and the bass drum was hopping away from him, and you had Charlie Watts and Ringo holding the bass drum for him as he played. And you think, that would have been a great little video, a TikTok or a photo would have gone worldwide, you know what I mean? But in the 70s, I had parties, and you'll never find any photos because I wouldn't let you take photos, but, you know, they're in my house. And for that, I always think that would have been a great shot to have, you know? But so, yeah, we will miss Charlie. He was a beautiful human being, you know? And he was like the quiet man.
Last question before we go. A couple people have asked about any comments or surprises that happened in the process of Get It Back and Let It Be reissued.
The record or the video or the documentary is great. It's a little longer now. You know, which is all came about because Apple, our company Apple, we found 56 hours of unused footage from the Michael Lindsay Hogg documentary. And we were blessed that Peter Jackson took it on and to put it together to make it different. And, you know, I was always moaning about the original. There was no real joy in it. It was all based on this down a little incident. Anyway, Peter would come into LA and he'd bring stuff to show me on his iPad. We found this and we're laughing and we're fooling around. And we're being musicians. I mean, you have to think that the Get Back from January, whatever, 5th, to the end of January, within a month, we'd made a record and we'd done that roof gig on the roof was so great. And we played live again. There's a great piece in the thing for me. Where Paul said, well, who wants to play live? And you can hear me in the background going, I do. And we did. And, you know, always the Beatles, we were going to, you know, Turkey somewhere, or we're going up Everest, or, you know, we'll be in a desert, or Hawaii, we'll go to the volcano. And I saw it, let's just walk across the road. And I mean, with this one, just let's do it on the roof. And that's what we did, and it was great. I mean, the police played a huge part. Not that they did anything, but they were moaning at us. And they looked really silly in the film now. But we've got all this extra footage. So, you know, surprise, surprise, we're still hanging out. Peter's doing, he's locked up in New Zealand because of the pandemic. And, you know, it's at its good points and its better points. And so now the documentary is 6 hours long. And it's going to come out in America over 3 nights through Thanksgiving. But it's got the start, the middle, and the finish. I mean, the start is very slow, and then we get into it, and then we're at it, and then we're out. So, I mean, I love it. But I'm in it, of course, so 6 hours is never long enough. And I think everyone will enjoy it, because you'll see this band work really hard and went through emotional ups and downs to get to where we got every time. But that's just how it was. Four guys in a room, you know. You're going to have a few ups and downs. So that's all I can say about that, that Peter Jackson is our hero. He's done a great job. And it'll be out a little long. The actual roof thing, gig in pieces is, I think, 43 minutes long. It's pretty cool. Where it was, I'm saying 8.5 minutes, I don't remember. So, yeah, I loved it. The end result is I loved it. And that's the end of that. We all got to wait till it comes out. But he's redoing bits now. So I'm waiting for that to come. But, you know, he's like fine tuning. Yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you. That's all the time we have. Everybody, if you want to do a screenshot now, go ahead, give your peace and love, do a screenshot, and we're going to thank Ringo for his time. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you, everybody. Peace thank and you. Love.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.